Hello, this is Peter Schwark and Rowan Meir in Immigration Around the World. For this podcast, we will be collaborating with Nicholas Malpica, who's from the St. George's School in Bogota, Colombia.
In America, there is a very polarized stance on immigration. What this means is that some people are very supportive of an open border, where others believe in heavy regulation. These two schools of thought stem from two different places. The open border theory suggests that immigrants are inherently benevolent and help our economy. The other side argues that immigrants are dangerous and drain our economy. Essentially, one side wants to help as many people as possible, and the other wants to help its own people first. This results in a very polarized political theater where immigration has become a key topic of contention.
Now, it was mentioned that this is a key issue of contention, and what this means is that it's something that is brought up all the time, specifically in America, and this is completely true. However, it isn't as simple as some people want to help everyone and other people want to just help the people that are in their country. Immigration, while seeming positive, brings inherent downsides. And these downsides include the fact that these immigrants are completely undocumented, especially when they're illegal. And what this means is they could be causing drug trafficking, economic ills, and all kinds of things that could cause problems and could cause issues that need to be addressed, not only in America, but around the world. And specifically in America, what we're dealing with is Americans arguing over the American-Mexican border. And the debate consists of those who believe the border should be open, as it was mentioned, and those who believe that there should be better regulation. Now, the people who think that the border should be open, or think that it should be subject to less regulation, believe that we as a wealthy country not only have the ability, but the responsibility to help those who are in need. And while this is a noble cause, no one can deny, the other hand states that there are drug trafficking, and there are diseases, and there are economic crises that we need to address before letting anyone into our country. And what this causes is essentially a point of contention, as it was mentioned. And what it causes isn't just that point of contention in America, but it causes a worldwide issue. But specifically, in America, what it causes is Americans debating over it. We saw this in the 2016 election, and we're guaranteed to see it in the 2020 election. We see people making that a major portion of their platform. Our current president, Donald Trump, one of his major campaign issues was the idea of a closed border and heavy regulation. What this does is it makes him popular with the people who believe in secularization. And secularization, as it becomes more and more of a global issue, should become more and more of a national issue. And that's why we see the rhetoric towards, in favor of, and against it. We see that not only because it's a global issue, but because in America specifically, we have to address this, regardless of whether or not immigrants as a whole are beneficial or not. Illegal immigration has to be addressed in America and in the world. Now, globally, what we see is countries more and more shifting away from immigration as secularization becomes more popular. Now, in an 18-country survey, the majority said immigrants strengthen their country. The countries who most agreed with immigrants included Canada, Australia, and the UK, while countries who spoke against immigrants included Greece, Italy, and Russia. These countries also correlate to how they view immigrants and their input into crime. Although the majority find immigrants helpful, the survey also shows where everyone can agree about deporting illegal immigrants. Now again, while this may seem to initially support the idea that immigration is widely popular, the reason that I mentioned it going down and the reason that we see this downward trend is because of that pumping of, I would almost say, propaganda of illegal immigrants guaranteed that your economy will go down. They're inherently dangerous. When we hear this kind of rhetoric, we see not simply in America, but all over the globe, in countries that I mentioned, such as Greece and Italy, immigration goes down. and this is caused directly from this idea that immigrants are inherently dangerous regardless. However, there is one thing that is agreed upon almost entirely by every country on the globe, and that is that illegal immigration is something that needs to be stopped. And this is something that we see not simply in America over Mexico, but something in countries all around the world. And the reason we see this is because illegal immigration doesn't just hurt your economy, but it's letting someone into your country who you know nothing about. An allegory for this would be letting someone into your house who you've never met, letting a complete stranger in. While that may be an interesting thing, and while they may be helpful, more likely than not, you're letting someone who is potentially dangerous into your house. And that danger is so inherent and so guaranteed by allowing an illegal immigrant who has no documentation that most countries around the globe stand in firm negation of illegal immigration. And they do this because of the fact that they can bring in drug trafficking, diseases, and economic crises. When we see these kind of issues, we realize that Americans aren't alone in their newly found stance against immigration. They're instead followed by countries all around the world as countries more and more devote themselves to secularization and nationalization. And the reason they do this is because most countries don't really need or want these immigrants. And again, with illegal immigration on the rise, we have to realize that secularization is occurring clearly as a result of this. And because of this, globally, immigration is becoming less popular and is becoming not simply less popular, as several countries enjoy it, but more of a contention issue and more of an issue that needs to be brought out and talked about. Because if we don't, then we're essentially ignoring something that needs to be addressed on a global level. Now, finally, remanipulating America back to this global issue. What we're dealing with is that global issue of immigration, and what we see in America is essentially a smaller version of that, a smaller version of that conflict of a sense of patriotism towards a nation and a sense of human rights and a sense of helping those who are in need. The issue here is the two extremes essentially outweigh each other. We can't go all the way to complete open borders because idealism doesn't work in and of itself. We can't be completely idyllic and ignore the facts. And the facts are these people could be dangerous, and we can't ignore that. However, we can't close those borders off either because we do have a responsibility to help people. And that's why we see this contentious debate is because there is no way for either side to win. There has to be a compromise because both sides are unaccomplishable. You cannot have completely closed borders and have a successful nation and still have human rights. And you cannot completely open borders without having serious issues, not only in your nation and in your people, but in the country as a whole and even on a global scale. So between the two, we're focusing on serious issues that have to be addressed, both globally and American. And on the American level, and that's how they connect, is the fact that it's the same issue, just in a much bigger scale on the global level.
Now, that out of the way, can begin this podcast's easiest section, if we say, asking the why. Negative economic effects in communities that are affected by border control. I will be discussing Colombia's and Venezuela's particular cases. First of all, in Venezuela's case, some very common causes and consequences that arise due to border control are the flight of talent that is very clearly seen as 5.5% of the country's population, or in other words, 1.6 million people have fled since 1999, with nearly 90% of these migrants having a college degree. And the worst part of all is this number increases day by day. This, in turn, greatly affects many sectors of the economy negatively. Another common cause is the very large number of the country's exports and goods that end up being smuggled, with an estimated 2,000 million US dollars being lost due to this and other problems that may arise with the country's borders to Colombia that are currently suffering from a very delicate situation in terms of border control. Now then, the same issue and many others arise in Colombia due to border control, with upwards of 630,000 million pesos being lost due to smuggling, such as the one that takes place with Venezuela's border and other countries due to a lack of efficient border control. The same problem allows and facilitates this and many other illegal activities such as drug trafficking, violence, and illegal immigration, along with increasing crime overall, that in turn affect economic activities from functioning normally. And additionally, very large negative consequences is the government's need to provide aid to those refugees from Venezuela, especially this includes contention mechanisms such as food distribution and providing shelter, which all of course require a large amount of economic resources to accomplish. This, along with the new added stress on services, especially to poorer communities, doesn't come free to state, representing a large spending in solving these problems that arise from a poor border control and management. Now, having heard all of this, you may ask, so what can we do? Well, to this, we in our podcast have also thought some ideas to help solve, or at the very least, diminish the negative economic consequences that communities suffer related to border control. For example, countries such as Colombia and Venezuela can implement measures in their borders that look to tackle all the various illegal activities that arise and in turn negatively affect the economy of both countries and especially communities that are located near borders. They can also implement a change in border control policies that allow for easier trade and movement between nations to reduce the existing incentive for smuggling or illegal immigration. This, along with a generally better monitor and tighter border, will bring positive outcomes in both countries, not being limited to just the economic scope, expanding to all other aspects of society.
Now, finally, again, this was Peter Schwark, Rowan Meir, and Nicholas Malpica working on this podcast in order to bring you a bite-sized version of what's going on in each of our countries and in the world as a whole. And we see that immigration is an issue of great contention. We hear both the pros and the cons, the idea that we should help our fellow man and the idea that we don't have the resources to do so. What we see is that immigration has several pros and cons. and that by looking at it, we have to realize there is no right answer. You can't have perfect immigration, and you can't have a perfect system with no immigration. There has to be a compromise. The question is where you're going to make that compromise in order to benefit both the people who you want to help and the people who you have a responsibility to help who are already in your country. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's been a blast. This is Peter Schwark, Rowan Meir, and Nicholas Malpica.